재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Once upon a time on this planet,
a generous father and greedy sons. Once upon a time on this planet, there lived a very wealthy old man called Hiran. Unlike other greedy rich people, Hiran knew how to share his wealth with the poor and was known as the most generous man of the town.
Sir, Hiran, sir, I haven't eaten anything in a week. Can I please have something to eat?
Oh, little boy. Come in. I'm sure I must have something for you. Wait. Oh. Is that mud on your face? Do you want to take a bath too? I think I've got a little warm water left.
But even the most kind and generous man couldn't live an eternal life, and Hiran started to sense that his last day was approaching. So he decided to leave the property to his sons before his death.
My precious sons, I can feel that the death is very near.
Dad, please don't say that.
Don't cry, son. You know, everyone dies one day, and now it's my turn, so... Well, I'd like to leave my property to all of you before I die. I've divided it all equally, so please don't fight for a larger share.
Hiran's greedy sons were very happy that they'd received their fair share. Hiran also donated some of his wealth to the poor people of the town and left only a small amount for himself.
It seems like the end has finally come. I had a good life.
However, he didn't die for several days afterwards. A couple of weeks passed, months, and even years passed, but he was still alive. Eventually, he ran out of all the money he'd left for himself. So, he visited his first son for help.
Just a minute! Dad, what brought you here?
Oh, my son, I missed you a lot. Can I come in?
Sorry, Dad. I'm busy, and I want you to leave now. Okay, thanks. Bye. Gotta go.
Hiran's second and third son weren't so different from the first son, and Hiran finally realized that it was a huge mistake to have given all of his property away before he died.
Selfish ingrates. I shouldn't have given them any money, not even a penny.
Hiran was hopeless. After having been refused by all his sons, now he had no choice but to go to his old friend for help.
Yes?
Devansh, I'm sorry, it's been so long. Well, you see, I haven't eaten anything in a week. Can I possibly have some bread or something?
Hiran? What happened? Come in.
Devansh quickly cooked some soup, made a cup of tea for Hiran, and asked what had happened when Hiran finished everything after the meal.
Well, Devansh, a couple of years ago...
Well... Hiran's story made Devansh outraged. Devansh met Hiran's sons a couple of times, but never knew they were such ungrateful men.
Your sons, huh? I love them as my own, but... Don't worry, my friend. I have an idea. I'll visit you next week, so tell all of your sons that I want to see them, all right?
A week later, everyone gathered at Hiran's house. Hiran's sons... were already complaining and grumbling that they didn't want to stay long.
He's here! Devansh, is that you?
Hiran opened the door, and there stood Devansh with three huge sacks.
Hey! Hiran, it's been so long! How have you been doing? Oh! Look at your sons. I remember when they were so little, carrying them on my back. But they're all grown-ups now.
Come in. So, why did you come to see us?
Devenge pointed his axe and answered, "Well, you know, Huron, I came to remember that I'd actually borrowed 3 sacks of gold from you a few years back, and I wanted to thank you so much for your help. And, you know, everything turned out all right, so
yes,
here you go."
Devanch caught that Hiran's sons were already rolling their eyes.
"I brought back all of your gold here, and again, thank you so much, my old friend. You really saved my life."
And then Devanch put 3 sacks of gold in front of Hiran's sons and left. Hiran's sons kept silent for a while, but soon the first son opened his mouth.
Well, Dad, do you want to have dinner with me and my wife? My kids miss you. They miss their granddad."
"What? No way. He's coming with me. I even made room for him at my place. I made it a long time ago, not just now. This isn't weird at all. Come with me, Dad."
Well, Hiran's sons were willing to pretend to be good sons again if they could have those 3 sacks of gold. Hiran gave a snort of disgust, but tried not to show his disillusionment with his sons.
"My sons. Okay. Then I'll have dinner together with you, my lovely first son. And I'll move into your place, my kind second son."
Hiran's sons were generous, considerate, and courteous more than ever before. They continued to treat Hiran like a king until he died. But when he did pass away and the sacks were greedily opened, what they found were just tons of rocks and stones. Here's Phil Collins.
We're sons of our fathers.